Yes, indeed. Talking about Practice Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. On the way, want to give you a shout out. Our listeners, thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense and ridiculousness it is we got going on around here. We got a pretty loaded show, so we're looking forward to that. We also want to thank our friends over at Chico Velo, supporting bicycling education and advocacy since 1980. Chico Velo encourages you to ride your bike and park it safely at their bike valet when available at the Thursday night market, the Saturday farmers market. And for more information, visit chicovelo.org. You can also find them on Facebook. Like I said, we got a loaded show for y'all. I'm looking forward to that. Gang's in the building. Gonna have some fun. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it on!
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. Talking about practice, we are back. Yo, Brad. Stepman Brad.
Yeah.
Put us in program, if you wouldn't mind.
Where are we at?
Right there. Yep, nope, one over. Program.
Where am I? I'm missing something here?
Right there. Your finger's literally over it.
There we go.
I'm still getting an echo.
Yeah.
Sounds like it a little bit, but...
All right, well...
Maybe
that's program that we're in right there.
Cool, whatever.
All right, let's
just run it. Oh man! All right, there we go. There you have it.
Maybe go to
mic 2.
Yeah,
let's try switching out these.
Yeah,
mics.
Maybe go to mic 2. Hey, talking about practice, y'all. This
you're
is
gonna go mic 2. Okay, mic 2's out.
Action! Welcome behind the scenes. In the scenes.
Live radio, baby. That's way
there
better.
There we go. There we go.
All right. That's way better.
Now we're cooking.
I'm glad to know it wasn't me.
Yeah.
We're cooking with gasoline, baby. Talking about Practice Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, the bearded bandito, the one, the only, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, it's good, party people.
The beard's looking great right now, by the way.
Yeah. It's getting a little, it's out there right now.
I think this is the perfect length for
you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it manageable.
Yeah.
And never, like I said, I'll never go back into Yeti form.
Sure.
You know, I'll never do that again.
Well, you will live forever in Yeti form on our refrigerator.
Yeah, that's there. That's forever
well,
there.
Not
but
just that, but also your KZFR pass.
Oh, yes.
That's pass. That's still the best media pass of all time.
That's about as Yeti form as you can get.
Yeah.
With Yeti in the background.
We'll have to post that for the folks.
And you got the alpaca in the back. That's beautiful. Mm. Beautiful.
That voice over there is our beautiful statistician,
you're right.
Oh, man, I struggle with that. Let's do it one more time. Statistician.
That's there
you go. You got to roll through it.
Statistician.
It's like California roll, baby. You don't stop.
Production. Okay? Producer extraordinaire. Man, I am thrown off this.
Hey,
Jesus Christ.
Do you want
this is what
again?
Happens when I go sober.
Do you want to throw?
This is what happens. It all falls apart. We are off the rails now.
All right.
Hey, that's Statman Brad, everybody.
There we go. I just want to give a quick shout out
at
Men's Warehouse. Tracy, he's a new listener for us, and he helped me out with my suit. I've got a wedding coming up. So
there you go.
Shout out to him. Shout out to him and our new fan.
What color suit did you get?
Yeah. Black suit.
Okay.
And it was all custom. He helped me out with the whole thing. When I get pictures, I'll show you guys.
Is it a tie? Are we talking vest?
Yeah,
is there tie and vest?
Three-piece suit. Three-piece
suit.
And everything. Yeah, no, it is.
Is it blacked out? Or do
blacked
we,
out. Blacked the whole thing.
Murder.
It's a black and white wedding. Black tie.
Okay,
so.
I was going to say. All right, so you had to actually read it wearing black.
black
No,
human
it's not a black wedding.
A white human?
Okay. No. It's two white humans. Okay. That's what you must know.
It's a black tie event.
Black tie, yeah.
I like it. Class.
Yeah. That's what I said, black and white. Are you able to wear the black and white.
I was saying, are you actually able to wear white? Are they promoting people to wear
white shirt.
Okay.
So the girls are only to wear black. Guys are supposed to wear white shirts.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. No, girls are not allowed to wear... Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually taboo, but I feel like at this point in time, people are don't really care. Yeah. Like, there are some people who...
Nah, you can't. As a woman, you cannot wear white to a wedding.
No. I feel like I have seen people who the bride and groom are wearing black, and they require the rest of the party to wear white. I saw that.
That's a special request that I've never heard.
I saw that out there.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing that in my
No, opinion, I feel like that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to flip the script too much. Like, let's just... There's
just have a wedding.
Yeah, have a wedding.
Have fun.
You know?
Yeah, we don't need to get this creative with it.
You know what? We know what we're there for. I want to have a good time dancing, some good food and drinks.
Yeah,
an open bar.
Since we didn't really get to have our typical pre-production meeting, let's have it on air. And one of the things I wanted to bring up, speaking of pre-production, pre-producing my wedding. Now, I have this idea, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. This does break tradition, but our wedding's not very traditional.
You're in potluck, aren't you? Everyone brings a dish.
Yeah, okay.
No.
It's a dish party.
I'll bring Tupperware
party.
Salad.
Yeah, okay.
Feel free.
I got my bean dip.
Yeah. Feel free to BYOB, though. However, we have this idea that we would like to announce the wedding party individually like you would announce the starting lineup.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, it's not the most original idea.
No, but I can see that definitely being a... Right. I mean...
We're in on this idea.
I'm doing it in my
way. Are you doing it sort of just singular, or is it as the pairing?
I would like to announce the guy, then the gal, or vice versa.
Okay. And then they
but it's going to be a mixed bag. So I kind of, because I have two more groomsmen and a grooms gal than Steph does. So, or actually, I think three more. So I think just individually.
Well, I mean, you could triple up.
How many do you have?
8 or 9.
Oh, God. Wow. That's over the board.
Well, I brought it down from what it originally
was.
People love me, Derek.
I get it. That's fine. I just feel like.
At that point, you love people.
Well, they love me enough.
I mean, I feel like you can't cut people out. And I feel like I say that as someone who's, I understand if you had to, because that's a lot of people.
Well, you are habitual cutting people out type of guy.
Exactly.
You are habitual.
Yeah.
I have reached the capacity of close friends. Inner circle is 3 and you are number 4, Playboy.
You know what? Like I said, there's a reason why it's called a large group, okay? I have a small group of friends and there's a large group of friends.
No doubt.
And some of those just don't intertwine.
No, and I've always respected you for it. You get down with who you get down with. And,
nine's a lot. It is a lot.
But you know.
Yeah, I know. I get you are a friendly guy. You're kind of the antithesis of me.
I wouldn't say so. I think I'm more like you than most people would understand, but I am because I do, you and I relate on just like being cynical a lot.
Yes.
And we don't really abide fools very well. It's just like we don't have time for people in that way. But I will say that in general, I probably make more of an effort where you just.
There's
like,
a balance to your cynicism. There's not to me.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Boom.
I was like, I am cynical, so that's why we.
This is at the crux of our relationship. Yeah.
So I do have a question.
Yes,
they're allowing me to wear a cowboy hat to my wedding. Can I, or to their wedding? Do you mind if I wear one
of
yours?
No, you're actually required.
Okay, so, perfect. Yeah. I was required for this wedding to wear
feel
one
like
too.
You can't. You shouldn't have to ask. You're a cowboy hat guy.
I've actually been directed to in one of the weddings I'm going to here in November.
Well, you're being
never
directed here.
Never wear my hat.
Oh, so, that's rude.
Ones I'm going to.
Let's talk about cowboy hats. You got me up.
I got you up.
Cool. All right. Let's just get into this real quick. We're going to talk sports. I promise. We got a big NFL weekend to get to.
Wait.
I have like 3 college observations to make. We got European football to get to. We got a crazy baseball season that Derek will break down for us. We got our foreign correspondent, all that. But before we get to any of that,
you know what really grinds my gears?
Kids with political merch on. Your 6-year-old doesn't care about Joe Biden. He just knows that he should hate him because of you. I saw a kid this weekend at the poorhouse with a mullet, of course, that had an FJB, hashtag FJB, with Brandon, let's go Brandon, cowboy hat on. And let me tell you, this kid can't vote. So what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? And even if it went the other way, right? Like, let's say it was like, I don't know.
F Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go Biden.
Yeah,
right?
Like
sure.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Which, again, not a huge fan of either, but I'm just not a fan of politics in general, but I'm certainly not a fan of kids.
No doubt. It is kind of sad when people do put their, have to get that, they're that invested into it.
It's mad cultish to me.
It very much is. I mean, you saw what they, you know, you saw there's a very infamous photo of a baby in a Ku Klux Klan dress handing a flower to a black policeman, and I believe it was Memphis or something like that.
Yeah.
Very, back in the 60s. So, you know, that's not unheard of.
But also, out of context, hilarious.
Yes.
out of context.
You see that photo. Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same point in time, a beautiful photo, too, that captures a very important time in American history.
No doubt. No doubt. I don't mean to diminish it.
No doubt. Yeah, I know. We know I get the cynicism there. Yeah. I'm right there with you. But, it is unfortunate that is the case that these kids do become the poster for their parents
like,
you know,
ideology. That's weird too.
And not to say that you shouldn't share your parents' ideology. Your parents, you should. That's probably where you get most of your ideologies from, or at least shape it in some way or form.
100%.
But parents, still be better. It. Yeah, but parents at the same point in time, be aware of what you're doing out there, you know?
Right. And also, you know, it's cool to, you know, have some influence on your kids, but they don't need to be a walking billboard for your political ideals. Right. Anyway, we like I said, this show's been off the rails. Did you have something?
I was just wondering where the heck the cowboy hat came in, but you brought it all full circle. I was like the beginning, didn't know.
Yeah, well, I tried. Let's talk some football, shall we?
I guess.
Yeah. The Tua concussion was nasty.
That was just ridiculous. The fact that he was able to play for this game on a short rest. If it was a Sunday, there might have been a little bit more of a like explanation, but on a Thursday, after he already had technically a concussion?
So I was working when this game was on, and it was a decently night at the bar. And the game's on in the background, so obviously everyone's oohing and aahing, but I'm not paying attention to it because I'm actually working. You know, I'm doing my job. And sure enough, I hear the ooh, and I look up, and I just see Tua doing – he's on the ground, and I see the hands. And I'm like, why is he doing, like, West Coast right now?
Yeah.
Like, I literally – I had no idea what happened. I literally – like, why is he throwing – like, this – I literally thought he was doing the Jameis Winston W. Didn't realize he was lying on the floor, and he was – it was a very weird situation for me because I was like, that's kind of funny. And I was like, oh, no, he's, like, dead.
Yeah,
but like
bad.
Not like obviously that terrible situation. Again, Miami, you should have a you know, real look in the mirror type of situation right there of like how you could let that happen. Mike McDaniels, you in particular, you're the head coach. It all comes on you right there. That's what she said. And
beat me to the punch, damn it.
And
that's what she said as well.
thank you. So yeah, that was my initial reaction, and then I was like, oh, I was that ass that was like, oh, why are you throwing up gang signs?
Yeah.
And I legitimately thought like, why are you throwing up West Coast, man? And I had zero reaction because I did not see the play whatsoever.
Yeah.
I just saw the reaction of the man with his hair. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, like he just thought he threw a touchdown.
And he was like, yeah,
West side.
Like win W or something. Like, I was like, I always think of that Jameis Winston eating the W.
Yeah. It was not that.
No, it was not at all. That was a serious situation. And you hope the guy obviously is all right, first and foremost.
No doubt.
Was going to be like, that's not, I mean, you can take one look and realize that's not healthy.
Right.
You know, I'm no doctor, but.
Yeah, didn't look good.
I think you do better than the actual doctor.
I think actually I am. I realistically, I think I did a better job of assessing this man's injury than the
actual doctor.
Now, the independent doctor apparently did get fired.
He did get fired.
Yeah.
Who
cleared him on, I'm sorry, this is from last week's, who cleared him to play after his quote-unquote back injury.
Right. I do think there's a lot of people to blame. I think we're all kind of to blame with our gluttony when it comes to taking in the NFL, because I try not to watch Thursday night football. It's the only moral stance I have, and I have date night that night, so it kind of like, you know, like it works out. Like, oh, I'm better than watching Thursday night football, but it's really just out of convenience.
But then that was open, you'd be on the couch watching. You'd flip through it. It'd be on your previous.
Okay, yeah.
It'd be on your previous list of you're going through channels on
sir,
TV. 100%. It would be on that list.
It would be. But I just think it's totally inhumane, and think about the fact that aside from Tua's concussion, think about the rest of those players. They're playing Sunday afternoon in Miami when field temps reached 120 degrees. And 3 days later, or what, 4 days, I guess? 4 days later, they're suited up playing another game after flying to Cincinnati.
I think we talked about on the show before of how like the NFL is just absolutely ridiculous that they can't figure out a way to make a schedule that gives the person the either the bye week after the, before their Thursday game or and or after whatever it might be and find a way to, or maybe give them the Thursday game then they get a Monday night game the next week, something like that. It's schedule, it's got to be a way to do it. There obviously is. I know that. I'm no mathematician, but again, I can figure it out more than I know the NFL could. And the fact that they don't do that is just another further institution of how stupid they are and just how arrogant and how much they love the smell of their own farts.
Totally agreed. And the NFL has already extended this season by 1 week. Why not extend it to do 2 bye weeks? You get more football. Everyone gets more of what they love. You go deeper into February, damn near into March. You miss March Madness, and you still you own another month of the calendar.
I will say the only caveat to that is I think they've landed on the perfect time where the next Monday after football is President's Day, so we get that Monday off. So I think we need to find that medium, and I think we're there right now. Well, I believe we are on the situation where if we
this year's Super Bowl comes President's Day
I believe it's President's Day weekend.
So
I believe we're in our happy spot right now where we don't.
All you have to do is push it for like or bring it in earlier and start it earlier. You don't have to end it.
Granted, we can get rid of the bye week in between the Super Bowl and because no Pro Bowl.
Well, they already took that away.
They did. There's still Pro Bowl games. There's still a Pro Bowl
but
weekend.
There's still 2 weeks.
Yes.
From the championship game to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they, they haven't taken that away.
We can eliminate
at least one of them.
Everyone loves Super Bowl week, but we can. I think we can try to get that earlier, you know?
Agreed.
We don't need this bye week of a Pro Bowl hogwash. So that being said, we can limit that. But that either way, we need to be in this happy. I believe we are. I could be wrong that we are not. Brad, I'm looking at you because I could be wrong.
What are you wrong about or could be wrong about?
President's Day weekend.
Oh.
Thank
you. Well, you check when
double check for me on that one. Because I believe we are in that spot.
If we've reached
that medium, we need to stay there.
100%. The fact that the Monday after Super Bowl wasn't a national holiday, it was just a travesty and a complete and utter failure.
I mean, that would just be as gluttonous of a holiday as possible we could ever give ourselves. And granted, we have a holiday for everything out there, especially for being all the gluttony out there. We have like a day for pancakes, donuts, hamburgers. Right. So yeah, we celebrate our gluttony. Is not?
No. It is. So
is the week before?
After.
After?
So Super Bowl this year is on the 12th. President's Day is the 20th.
Okay.
It's always right around.
All right,
so then
we need to add one more week then. One more week. There we go. That's our medium. Now we are. Okay, so that's what we need. We need to get one more week up. And so add a week, find a way. We can do it. Extend a week.
I believe I've heard this once, and I could be making this all up, but I believe, because this is coming from somewhere, that at one point this was discussed, and the reason that NFL didn't want to do that was because a lot of people travel during President's Day weekend. But I think the other way, more people will throw major Super Bowl parties with no ramifications of having to call in sick.
The problem is that people already do throw major Super Bowl parties, and they will call in sick. So they don't really need to do that. The only reason why we're doing it is because our selfish tendencies, they already realize that we do that on Sunday no matter what, and we suffer the punishment on Monday because they don't care about our suffering. They really don't. They clearly showed that time and time again. They do not care about suffering at all.
Yeah.
The only thing they care about the suffering is when their pockets suffer.
Yep.
So.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Football,
y'all.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson looks really bad. Like really, really bad. And it's hilarious to me. It's been great. It's been fun to watch. I love watching him suffer. I love watching Broncos fans suffer. And I just would like that to
continue
for the rest of the season. Blatantly obvious football observations from this past weekend. Patrick Mahomes, pretty good. Pretty good.
It's back to his old self for sure.
Commanders suck.
Commander's terrible.
Yep.
The biggest shock of the NFL season. We can trust the Falcons?
Well, it's the Browns. The Browns have cursed themselves with the Deshaun Watson. So they're in purgatory right
now. Sure, but what about the Falcons?
The Falcons is able to supersede the Browns' browniness.
But the Falcons have beat the spread 4 weeks in a row. Only team to go 4-0 against the spread.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Undefeated this year, the Falcons.
Okay, you can beat a spread, but you can't win a Super Bowl 28-3.
That's correct. I just wanted to throw out some good value picks, I feel. I had our boy John Lucan on the pod this week. We did a Lucan to the Future segment. I think we're going to try and drop that once a week for everyone, for your college football and some NFL bets. But I threw out, at least going into this weekend, a couple, not dark horses, because they're in the top five, but a couple guys I think that would be worth taking a look at to take a flyer on. Lamar Jackson plus 700 to win MVP. Jalen Hurts plus 700 to win MVP. Lamar Jackson starts the season with his Ravens being 2-2, but they could easily be 4-0.
Yeah, they have a pretty bad defense.
Their defense is terrible.
Yeah.
That's why I defend the decision to go for it on fourth down yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you got to get
the 3-yard line.
You can't trust the Bills to not score a touchdown.
Yeah, and the worst-case scenario happened, which was a turnover in the end zone. Typically, let's say you don't get the points. The Bills still have to go 93 yards.
Yeah.
Or they have to go 80-something, 70 yards to get in good field position. But you trust your MVP quarterback there to make a play. And fortunately for the Ravens, the DNs got around and got back in the backfield really fast. And even though Lamar Jackson's the most elusive quarterback in the game, things happen. So he's plus 700. So is Jalen Hurts. Put a little something on both of them. I think that's great value. I do think these errant throws that Josh Allen keeps throwing, he's had 11 interceptable balls in the past 2 weeks. And from the highlights I've watched, all of them very catchable and these DBs just dropping the ball. I do think that's going to catch up to him. And when you think about what Lamar Jackson is for that team, if the Ravens make the playoffs, he's got to be the front runner for MVP, just because that team, their offense is coming along, but they're down to their third string and fourth string left guard, I'm sorry. That defense, like we were just talking about, banged up, been pathetic. And their weapons coming along. Bateman's looking okay. Duvernay's looking okay. Dobbins looking good again, but still. And then, of course, Mark Andrews, but still.
I don't care at all about any of this. I don't think anybody that's listening cares about any
Fair
of
enough,
this
let's
right
move
now.
On. Yeah, right.
We're talking Ravens. Deep dive in Ravens
now. I'm talking about the fact that you can win some money, put in a little bit of money on Lamar. I think
that's why I got that. Yeah, then you're like, Dobbins, good.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This guy, good.
Totally right.
Mark Andrews, amazing.
It's I'm a little hyped up. I'm sorry.
Speaking of hyped up, Antonio Brown. Damn, he's hyped up.
Yes.
Did you guys see this story?
Yeah. Yes.
I heard about it, didn't see it.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. You want to fill him in?
I mean, my dude, apparently Antonio Brown, had himself a weekend.
Mm. In Dubai.
Yeah, this a lot of wild stuff happens in Dubai. You got money, you can do pretty much whatever you want there. That's how it should be, The Wild West, baby. Let it ride. And that's what Antonio Brown did. He let it ride. He let it fly. Was seen in a pool, nude, around a woman and essentially put his butt into her face and then exposed himself to the entire pool in a rather odd situation. And then later on that weekend, on Sunday, tweeted out a meme that he created of he and Tom Brady's probably allegedly soon-to-be ex-wife Giselle hugging and he had a caption that was, I don't know, can't remember what it said. Do you remember? It was.
I don't remember.
I'll look it up.
It was. I don't want to say provocative, but it had certain promiscuity to it. And so Antonio Brown, man, had himself an interesting weekend, and is showing that he is kind of a
bleep hole.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see why. Everything kind of makes sense when you look at his career. When you look back at it, you pull yourself from his life right now, and you see, like, yeah, this kind of makes sense where it's gone. Like, how all these pieces make sense. They all fit together as to what Antonio Brown is. And teams are right to not have him on their team, I feel.
Yeah, he's done in the NFL.
I feel like Tom Brady's probably, like, one injury away from being like, you know what? He's all right in my book. I forgive him.
I think after that tweet, I think Tom's not going to be good.
Though. Yeah, probably. Do you see what the caption says?
I'm looking it up still.
Okay.
No worries. We'll keep it moving.
Yeah, so Antonio Brown. Wilding out in Dubai.
Yeah, speaking of poopy poop butt soup person of the week, the Brett Favre story just get more and more details come out. If you're unfamiliar, basically he siphoned funds from
Mississippi. like the school department or
welfare?
No, welfare.
Welfare department. To build a volleyball stadium and just
For the university where his daughter's going.
Yes, to build a volleyball stadium there. $5 million to be exact. There's some other misappropriated funds involved. The text messages are just so corny and hokey. Have you seen any of this?
I haven't seen anything of it, but I heard, and it's just a terrible look on Brett Favre. Is a skeevy little a-hole as well.
Yes.
Dude, all those commercials I see you on promoting all that copper sleeves, I can continue to throw the ball to Jerry White Rice over here.
Right.
And all the money you made from Green Bay, you don't have enough to build that volleyball center yourself. You have to siphon off from one of the poorest states in the union, a state that's going under a terrible situation right now where they can't even get their water right.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And he's like, hey, you know what? Both of you, it's probably not just two people. Maybe it is just two people because either way, whoever's involved in this right now, you are an awful person. And the fact that you could just have the audacity to do that, it's so self-centered, so unbecoming, and so inhumane.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, they're terrible people. Brett Favre, you know what?
Poopy poop, butt butt soup. Personally.
Your wiener fits, man. Your wiener fits, dog. Okay, all right.
Did you get the?
Yeah, it just says, put that poop on. I can't say the word on the air, but put that
shih tzu on.
Yes, put that shih tzu on.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
But
it's provocative. Nobody knows what it means.
Get the people going.
Speaking of getting the people going.
Ayo.
If you want to jump in with us, feel free to lament all your fantasy demons as we do so right now. Kill the mic, sir. But I gotta know what's your fantasy. No one cares. Why? I just don't.
Absolutely trash week. The 3 weeks,
the quarterbacks
that were supposed to do well did horrible. Absolutely horrible. The ones that were supposed to do horrible did great. Everyone on the other team just went off. So it's one of those weeks, you know, you got to bounce back. You got to bounce back next week. Come back to the waiver wire. Come back. See what we can do next week. That's all we can do.
Thank you for participating.
Yeah, I do my part.
Yeah, no, yeah.
What do you talk about? I don't even listen to what people say. I just kind of go.
Well, anybody does.
What do you mean? I've been listening to both of you guys.
And you talk?
Yeah.
I applaud you, sir. I could not do that.
Well, I'm just talking about how it's happy I'm not being on that.
Oh, okay, fair. All right.
Yeah. Cool.
It's a freeing experience.
I would imagine so.
It's like the man who was standing at the cave and I see light for the first time. You know? Okay. Y'all are still in the cave.
Okay.
The fantasy cave. I've seen the light now. It's better to watch it from the outside.
Is it, though?
Or maybe I put myself back in the cave. I don't know. Maybe I'm just back in the cave where we once all were, and the
outside you're
is a fantasy world. Maybe that's what it is.
We're all revving pretty hot. Maybe we reset this show.
Sorry, man. My foot is killing me right now.
All right, we're feeling good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Talk about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, your boy J-Ro. Got my man Derek. Got the homie Stepman Brad all in the building. Hello. We're having fun. Talking about sports and whatnot. We want to... Oh, whoa, hello. Let's shout out some of our friends over at Square Dill Mattress Factory. Building the best night's sleep since 1920. It's 102 years, baby. Square Dill is celebrating over 100 years of making mattresses. To be exact, 102. I just did the math for you. Bedding, furniture, and now face masks with fabric of your choice right here in Chico. Square Dill is located at 1354 Humboldt Avenue. For details, see squaredillmattress.com. Alrighty. I feel better.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty chill.
Cool.
Relaxed.
Alright. Well, let's turn that around.
What?
Let's get to the news.
Oh.
when news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, Brad's life just flashed before his eyes right there. That being said, we head over to good old Miami right now. Where, there's something about holding grudge, you know? But then there's one thing about just being a complete and utter degenerate human being. And that's what this guy is right here.
Speaking of, where's Rudy?
Good question. It'd be nice if your mic was on so you could have said that, but we want to know where Rudy is. Rudy, where you at? Man, we miss you. Actually, we don't. We just want to make fun of you because you're not here right now. But we actually do miss you. We still miss you. That being said, we're back in Miami. My man being a degenerate human being and holding a grudge that had no reason to be a grudge. So my man, I don't have the details of it right now because I just got blocked out from the article. But I had remembered the details completely. I just don't remember the man's name. Either way, my man had a excursion where he married a woman about 40 years ago. They had a child together. He denied said child was his. DNA test proved otherwise, that he was said father. That didn't stop him, though. They divorced. Now, a few years ago, the lady passed away. Now, the son of that lady had started realizing that there was a bag of feces next to her grave. One day he went to go visit. Now, that's bad. Leaving feces at somebody's grave. Now, if that person did some terrible things to you, then maybe it could be warranted. And that was just a terrible human being. But if you were the terrible human being and you left feces at somebody else's grave that accused you of being an a-hole when you were being an a-hole, then you yourself are the a-hole. So my man started to investigate the son, realizing who would leave feces at a grave. Set up a camera and caught that man, her ex-husband, who promptly with his new wife drive by on a daily basis at roughly the same exact time in the morning to urinate on her grave.
Wow. The pettiness did not die.
It did not die. And he has no reason to be petty. You did the deed. You put it in there. It's your responsibility, my dude. And you pee on the grave of that woman. Wow. Either way, luckily the authorities did get involved and he get arrested for public urination. But it's got to be more than that. Because just public urination, I would say off with his penis, but you know.
We don't do that.
No, we don't. Yeah, that's...
Those castrations over here.
Bring them back, y'all. Bring them back. All right. Well, that's your good news story of the day right there.
No.
Yeah, that's
boy.
Your good news.
It
actually,
gets worse?
No, it gets better right now. That's your good news. But you get the better news is that there is now apparently some technology out there that scientists have created that targets insects and is like a rotating turret that demolishes cockroaches. Yeah!
Let's go.
That is right. They have developed a little machine that you can essentially place up in your house and has a distance of up to 1.2 meters. That's about 5 feet or so. So it's got some distance. I would love to see that thing in action, man. Because if you are a fan of the show, you realize our disdain for cockroaches and the utter oblivious reason as to why they exist on this planet. They serve no purpose except to either startle you in the middle of the night when you're trying to go to your kitchen to get some water, barefooted, mind you. And there they are, those large, freakish things. Sole purpose for them. They're not, tell me, what do they do? What do they do? What do they produce to this planet that makes it better? Other than being food for somebody else or to scare the living bejesus out of me.
More useless insect, mosquitoes or cockroach?
Mosquitoes actually will kill people. So I'm okay with that.
All right.
They have some type of purpose. They have done a job of depopulating a planet.
If we could get rid of one thing in the world, it would be roaches.
Roaches. Zero purpose.
Okay.
Like the things that, like the scary things, like spiders, I'm okay with because they kill the
insects,
things. Like insects. They do a job.
Yeah.
Cockroaches.
Carry diseases, maybe.
I guess you could, but like they're, I don't know. I mean, flies are pretty useless too. But they don't scare me like a cockroach does. Flies at least have the audacity to, like,
give you a warning a little bit.
I mean, I don't know.
A buzz.
I mean, I don't like bees either, but that's because they'll sting you.
Yeah.
And I'm allergic to them, too. But that being said, cockroaches, I still, number one, I'm with you. Get rid of them. And I hope this machine, they can, like, create one that just plays all across your perimeters, and I want to just have that in action and, just, like, then create. Then I actually want to get roaches and just, like, all right, y'all, who can survive the house of death in my roach trap? I'm a sadistic person, I know. But it's roaches, you know? It's roaches. It's roaches. I got one more. One more just to kind of end on a kind of interesting, lighthearted note. So, everyone remember go to the library? You all have library days? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably not. I mean, it's sad that they're kind of slightly obsolete these days.
Yeah.
But they were a great
place. No doubt.
They were a great place as a kid, and I do remember my time going to the library and you know, renting things and getting movies and you know, and you could watch things on the internet there and you could do a lot of things at the library back in the day. That being said, we've all had our fair share of probably not returning our things on time, you know, late charges, late fees accumulate and whatnot. But in this little town in Kansas, Johnson County Central Resource Library had a little item returned to them 19 years later. It being a VHS tape. Now, I really hoped it would have been like something really great, you know? I don't know what my imagination could allow for, but the movie itself kind of lackluster. If you could take a guess, anyone want it? No one's going to get it, I know, but if you could. 19 years old. So this is 2003 this movie was rented.
Oh.
I want to see what your minds would come to. You guys will not get it because it's completely obsolete, but I would love to hear if you guys...
Obviously Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
I think I'm off by a few years, but 51st Dates...
Don't think new movie. It's library renting right now, you know? You're library renting a movie. Like, this, I feel like it's something...
VHS?
You're not going to Blockbuster and getting the newest release.
Land Before Time.
Nice guess. Good guy. I like your guesses. Dances with Wolves, quality one. You could definitely see that at the library. You definitely would rent it from the library. Historical reasoning and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. No, it was just a Russian film. It really was sad. It burnt by the sun. Checked out on a 7-day load in 2003.
What state was this in?
Kansas.
What
did it accrue in?
They have a peak of $6. So if 30 cents a day, it stops at $6. So, but the manager of the library did say that hopefully this will be a story to let people know, hey, don't be afraid to return your things to the library. It's only $6 late fee if you've had it for 19 years. You might as well just buy it at that one point. I will say I do have one item from the library that I did get over 10 years ago, and I used it for a prop in a speech of mine, and I won't return it. So that's my one thing I got.
What is it?
It's a 17 magazine.
So, if they did not have a max of $6 over the 19 years, would have accrued $2,080.
Yeah, yeah. At that point in time, I'm keeping that movie.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I paid Redbox like $60 just because.
That doesn't. I get it. You want to get your money back, but it doesn't also help you get your inventory back either. You know, right. Like you could just if you just charge me, hey, $10 max or something. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do that. I'm willing to pay $10. I didn't get you back on time, but $60.
Well, there's a reason you don't see Redbox around as much.
Yeah, I mean, streaming services pretty much just shot them in the face.
Yep.
All right, that's the news, y'all.
All right, very good.
I would turn your stuff to the library.
Yep.
As we do every week, we bring in our foreign correspondent.
Hey.
She classes up the show. She typically covers the things we're not doing a great job of covering. And she's a Justin Bieber fan, so hence the background music. Erin!
I appreciate it.
Hello! What's happening?
I decided to be Derek today, come to the show unprepared. And it feels great. I get it. I totally get it, Derek.
I love it for Derek. Derek, now you're starting to figure out the system.
It's off the cuff. You never know what you're going to get.
If you just wing it and let everyone else do the work, you get to take all the glory and none of the stress. It's really a perfect situation, but...
Yeah. I don't know why you're letting him ride your coattails this long, but next week I'll come with something good, I promise.
Well, you guys are very different, but he always brings energy. 9 out of 10 shows, he brings energy, and he's at least enthusiastic. So it makes up for the lack of preparedness for the most part. And I know I'll never be able to get him to do a rundown. So.
Hey, I did those to start the seasons off, man.
That's fair enough. Yeah. So we did bring Aaron in today to bring back a segment that we haven't done in a while because I've gotten a lot of these recently, and that's our bad dating advice segment. So for the most part, I keep these anonymous unless otherwise stated. You could hit us up at TBP Not a Game on Instagram, or you could hit me up personally, The J. Rowe Show, if you want to get one of these read on air and get our advice. So. Let's start with this one. I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years. Long story short, he was cheating on me for the last, for at least half that time. I'm not so upset he is out of my life, but I was basically a mom to his 4-year-old son. What should I do to move on from him, and what do I do about the relationship with his kid? Aaron, let's start with you because we did bring a woman in to give us a woman's perspective, and this is coming from a woman. So in your opinion, in this situation, how would you handle it?
Man, yeah, that is so rough because children are just such innocent collateral damage. But, you know, I would say kind of like the relationship, you gotta let it go. You know, one day the kid won't remember you. Probably the odds are if the kid is only 4. So you just kind of got to rip the Band-Aid off. And that's so much more difficult than leaving a dude. I totally get that. But it's probably going to be worse for you. It's probably going to be worse for the kid. I think you kind of just got to cut him loose.
Yeah, I really don't have much to add. I think just the sooner... you cannot have a relationship with the kid afterwards.
Yeah, no, absolutely
I mean,
not.
You could kill your ex-boyfriend and take the kid as your own. Like, that's...
That is an option.
You know, you could do that.
I mean, it's a horrible option, and that's not realistic.
It's a very bad idea.
But this is bad dating advice, so that's Derek's... Two cents on it.
I mean, I don't like the fact
that
you had to
natural get herbs that make it look natural.
Derek just wishes death on a lot of people. He's tired of having traffic in Chico, and the less people, the better, right?
I mean, yeah, it sounds like he wasn't a good dude.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, cheated doesn't mean he's a terrible person. He doesn't deserve death, but just, you know.
Just not a good
dude. Just an option for you out there. It's on the table. You don't have to take it. Just an option.
All right.
It might end in a bad situation for you. Probably, because
like
he murdered. He murdered someone, but...
Well, and the son loses his... Or the
kid
loses
the kid loses his father.
Well, it depends on what the story you tell him at that point.
There you go.
Innocent children. Right.
Dad's still gone. Let's move on to the next one. This one has to be an old school listener of mine because this came through via email.
Oh.
So I'll keep the person anonymous. But the subject of the email was, should I break up with my girlfriend? All right, so... what's up, longtime fan of both Flipside and TBP. My cousin went to school in Chico and told me about your guys' show a few years back, and I've been a fan ever since. Thank you, sir. So I just moved from Bend, Oregon to San Diego with my girlfriend of 4 years. My girlfriend is the best. She's hot. She's funny. She has a good job. She's hot. She's funny. She has a good job. Here's the problem. We just moved to San Diego, and there are hot girls everywhere. I've only slept with 5 girls my entire life, and I'm nearly 30. I've had 2 long-term girlfriends, hence the drought of sleeping with other girls. Now that I am in SD, despite my awesome girlfriend, I kind of want to have a little bit of a bachelor phase. I feel bad because, like I said, my girlfriend is really great, and it was my idea to move down here. So what should I do? What should I do to break up with her? Sorry.
So it sounds like he's already has his mind set right now.
Yeah, it sounds like it. We are on a lease together, and I have 7 more months until the lease is up. Should I just stick it out until then, or should I talk to her and try and convince her she should move home? She has been mentioning getting homesick a couple of times, so maybe I can get her to move home, then break up with her after she moves. What do you think I should do?
If you like, if you're dead set on breaking up, do it immediately. Like, the other things will work themselves out. But as someone who is a proponent of breaking up, because you're just like, you know, if you're questioning it, you should do it. The grass isn't always greener, guys. Like, it's just not. You want to sleep around? Okay, great. But let me tell you, a good woman is hard to come by.
Yes.
Yep.
Bro, I think you can attest to that.
100%.
Derek, who's single.
Yeah, I know. They are.
I'm taken. Well,
and yeah, I would say, I have a couple questions for this fella. One, how attractive are you, bud? How much money do you make compared to the pool of people, the pool of men that you are competing with? What type of apartment do you live in? What kind of car do you drive? Because here's one thing I know about San Diego. 75% of the population is beautiful. So your competition's a lot stiffer than it was in Bend, Oregon. Right? Like, I would want to know all those things before casting a good woman aside, because you think you're going to have this this playboy lifestyle.
Yeah.
It doesn't just fall on your plate, my guy.
Yes.
It does not. And for anyone out there who thinks it does, it doesn't. It's just like, yo, you go through a lot.
I know, okay? A lot of people that were in long-term relationships when they were younger, and they would look at any of the single friends like, man, I wish I was you. I'd be slaying it. And it's like, would ya? Like, would you really? Because I think everyone, like Aaron said, alluded to earlier, the grass is not always greener. I think we get this in our minds sometimes that, man, if I was just single, I'd be out here killing it. And I'm just curious, are you tall? Are you dark? Are you good looking? Do you drive a nice car? Do you make a lot of money? Because if you could say no to at least two of those, I'd probably stick with what you got, bud. My opinion.
And
unless you want to get your hand a good workout for a long time.
Right.
Popeye in this.
Go ahead,
Bert Kreischer, famous comedian, one of my all-time favorites, famously talks about how he has only slept with six women, one of them being his wife, and he could not be happier. So, again, you know, sleeping around, it's not all it's cut out to be.
It's a lot of diseases, too, out there, you know.
Yeah.
All right, just be careful out there.
You know?
And I will, again, you say you have she's a good girl. Like,
I don't know what you're doing, but
That's something we all want. I guess as you get older, trust me, it's what you want more than really anything.
The single ones are wanting what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this guy, I mean, again, if you want to have this playboy lifestyle, I just hope you have all the qualifications to do so. But if you're thinking, yeah, I should break up with her, you've already made up the decision, do it immediately. Certainly don't wait, and don't do anything manipulative. Like, hey, babe, didn't you want to move home anyway?
Don't do that. That makes you a real kind of scumbag, and don't do that. If you, like Aaron said, if you're going to break up with her, break up with her, and then find out the grass isn't as green as, you know, but don't toy around with it.
You break up, the details will sort themselves out.
Yeah. And there's really no good way to break up either. It's always going to be, especially in that situation where she's not going to be
direct and quick.
Yeah.
Rip off the bandage.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. We have a lot of sports to still get to, but I'm having fun with this. Can we do one more?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So I got another email, which is just tickles my pickle. And this one was great.
Well, how do you expect people to, what do you want them to send? Text messages?
Well, no. Usually I get them
DMs.
On Instagram, but when I first started doing this, I put out my email address, so it's coming in my personal email.
Okay, well, I would just say, I feel like especially if people have like long story
that's
forums,
true.
A lot of people would rather type it out on their
100%.
Computer or
yeah,
something.
Fair.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's not just a quick little answer. It's a, you know.
Yeah. I would like for people to start putting it in the snail mail and sending it to the radio station.
I would say, would you prefer that?
I
can
would,
get
actually,
doves
I
right
now.
We can get
awesome.
Some carrier pigeons
I
out
think,
here.
I would love
you know?
That.
Yeah.
All right, so.
The Pony Express, please. That's what I like.
This one I had to do just because the subject line is fire and to the point. My girlfriend's best friend is annoying. What up, boys? Here's my situation. I have a really great girlfriend. We've been together now for a little over 3 years, and I think she might be the one. She's tall, beautiful, smart, funny, and great in bed. Easy, Tiger. Oh my God.
Wow, okay.
All right. The only problem here is her stupid best friend. We'll call her Megan, as both the girls listen to your guys' show. Megan is annoying to say the least. Whenever we go out, she gets way too drunk, and I mean way too drunk. She says inappropriate things at inappropriate octaves. She will talk about dudes' penis sizes at loud decibels at a bar or a restaurant after like 1.5 cocktails. To make matters worse, she is seeing a new guy every 2 months, like clockwork. Every time there's a new guy, my girl comes to me and tells me we're going to meet Megan and her new dude this weekend, so I gotta be nice. Occasionally, she brings around a dude that's actually kind of chill, but they're usually lames. Even when she brings around a new dude that's pretty cool, I have no interest in getting to know him, as I know in approximately 7 weeks from meeting this guy, he'll be out of the picture. I had mentioned to my girlfriend on multiple occasions how I can find Megan to be a little annoying, and her response is, she's been in... she could be a handful, but she's been in my life forever, and that's not changing. So what do? I think breaking up would be dumb because I really love my girlfriend. She's awesome. But Megan sucks. There's no way around it. She just sucks. She's the worst. Have you ever been in this situation before? How should I handle my situation?
What I want to say, the two are listening right now. They have to know what this is talking. They're talking about them, right? You would think so.
Let's call her Megan.
Yeah, I know, but the situation. You got very specific with it right
like
now.
Like a 2-month rotation, yeah, I feel okay.
But either way, I appreciate...
Well, maybe she doesn't know.
They decided to leave the details,
guys. No, I appreciate the man. I do. I thank you for citing it because it's given us some good
content.
And
I took some stuff out because this guy is a local. Okay. And he mentioned some bars. He's actually run into us before. Okay. I won't say his name. We don't know him. He was just kind of like, gotcha. Hey, listen to the show kind of thing. But all right. So the situation is girlfriend that he loves very much. Her friend sucks. She's annoying. Let's start with Aaron. Do you have any thoughts on this opinion on this situation?
Yeah, that's rough. I would say if she really thinks she's the one, I genuinely think that Megan will outgrow this phase. And if she doesn't, then your girlfriend will outgrow her.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
That's reasonable. That's way better than what I was
say. That sounds logical
there.
That's like philosophical, I feel.
Yeah. What were you guys going to go with?
I mean, I wouldn't say, I would not break up with her at all.
That's
like,
where Derek was going. Kill Megan.
Yeah. Amen, okay? Aaron read it. But I was obviously going to say, like, yo, if you have a good girl, again, you kind of fight through the stuff to be able to keep that going if she's something that you really care about.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the case is. Like, you know, I think Aaron said it best. I really have nothing else.
I think.
I was going to say, and also, it's if it's a struggle going out with Megan, like, say, hey, babe, there's times I just can't go out with her. It's just annoying.
That's the one thing I would say is just, can we reduce the frequency?
Yeah.
Can she go out with just Megan and leave you to do your own thing? Because if that's the case, that's a win-win. Listen, you're not going to love every one of your girlfriend's friends. I'm fortunate for the most part. The girls that are closest to Steph are like sisters to me, and they're really chill. But there's some outliers on the periphery that... I don't particularly enjoy spending time with, but guess what? They're on the...
Let's call them Megan.
They're on the outside, so I don't have to deal with them directly very often. Brad, you're on a roll.
Girls' night, say, you know, hun, it's you. Call me. I'll pick you up once you're done, and I'll drive you home, and you'll be the superstar.
I think we nailed it. I think we solved this guy's problem. Aaron, excellent work this week, as always. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. All right, that was fun. We haven't done that in a while. I don't know why I decided to do it on a day that we have a ton of sports to talk about. So let's just rapid fire this. Do we need any drops? I don't really think so. Do you have a stat of the day, sir?
No, we can keep going.
I do. Detroit Lions, first team in NFL history to score 135 points or more in their first four games of the season and give up 135 points or more in their first four games of the season. Boom.
Detroit.
Damn.
Football.
That's actually
what happened impressive. To rapid fire.
We just I was waiting for the next one.
All right, put him out.
Holland. That's it, baby. Holland, baby. Man City over Man U. 6-3. Holland, you are disgusting.
Man.
You are filth. I got
Man shout- City, dude.
Gotta give shouts to Phil Foden as well, man. You got a hat trick as well. Two hat tricks, 6-3 over Man U in the Etihad. Man U, you put up a team that was right for the picking, and Man City tore him apart. That was insane. He is going to make the Premier League. They're going to be licking his chops. They're on their knees, and everything. I can't even finish the sentences because it's all too vulgar and not.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. He's great.
And he deserves all the accolades.
All the accolades that are coming his way. And oh yeah, yeah.
He's great.
It's great. All right. That's it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Formula One update. Meow meow meow.
Ah, dude. Oh, dude. How is Red Bull still on the top right now?
That was a little bit.
Oh, dude. Sergio Perez is able to maintain a victory after getting a 5-second penalty.
I love knowing the things at you that you have no idea. I think we should do all the shows like this from now on. All right. Yeah. Very well said. All right. Statman Brad, North State update. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad.
Soccer, not too great. Loss and a tie for both teams.
Chico State.
Chico State men and women.
Right.
PV football had a great loss against Rancho Cattani, and Chico still sucks. North State update. More like it.
Very nice. All right. Baseball, huh? What a season we've
Dude,
had.
Mets suck, baby! Yeah. Dude, the Braves. Huge,
shout out to the Bravos.
Huge three-game sweep over the Mets in Truist Park. That was amazing baseball that happened right now. Love postseason baseball before the postseason baseball.
Was able to break my hiatus for a little bit. I thought that was the last series of the year. I didn't realize there was one more after it.
DeGrom and Scherzer
looked like garbage. Absolute garbage heading into the postseason.
Mariners make the postseason for the first time in 21 years, and this is how it sounded.
Boy, a lot of anxious folks out here at the ballpark. 3-2 to Cal. The pitcher, Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Are you kidding me, Cal Raleigh? He gets a slider.
That's why we love sports. That's why we love baseball.
Dave Sims, one of the best in the game right now for the Mariners and just all of baseball.
Yes.
He gets into it. My goodness. That's why we love baseball. That was a walk-off home run to send you to the playoffs. Goosebumps.
You can't do better.
Goosebumps right there.
You can't do better. And every year, year after year, the end of the regular season in baseball gives us at least one of these moments.
It's a moment that truly just is magical. It just makes you feel like it gives the, whether you're a fan of that team or not, seeing those fans go crazy, and especially for the Mariners team that has been vacant from the playoffs for 21 years. Not since, was it 2001? 2003, or was it? 2003 is the last time they were in.
Yeah.
And it was a heartbreaking loss they had. Those Griffey years were fantastic, and they didn't really get much out of it. This is a fun squad for Seattle, and getting them back in the playoffs, that's awesome. It's just great for baseball.
And Seattle deserved this more than anything. They've been a very loyal fan base, so it's good to see this.
They have, and they've had a lot of great talent go through that organization, not a whole lot of success. Looking at you, King Felix, that was one of the best pitchers of our generation, and it was part of a really terrible Mariners franchise. Shouts to them. The playoff picture has definitely come into play. The Mets have put themselves in a terrible situation, getting swept by the Braves. That being said, the Braves did just lose to the Marlins today, so the door is not completely shut for the Braves to have the NL East. It is slightly open for the Mets. They did get postponed today as they are facing Washington. So definitely the world of baseball is still turning. It is great. Got to give the Padres did clinch themselves a berth with a loss by the Milwaukee Brewers. My goodness, the Brewers are just absolute dog water when it comes to actually mattering, when playing baseball. St. Louis, Albert Pujols, 700 runs. He's still smashing. 703 hit tonight. He has passed Babe Ruth for number one on the all-time RBI list. The dude is spectacular. Wait, was he number one or did he pass?
I'm
sorry, he's second in the MLB in RBIs right now. So,
if I could just real quick.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey.
Why you wanna play a hate on me?
Barry Bonds is the all-time home run king and the single-season home run record holder. Knock it off, okay? If we're going to go back through baseball, dudes have been cheating since the dawn of time. Cork bats, what were they taking? The speedies, the uppies?
No one has ever done it like Bonds did, though, okay? So he still cheated his way to 73, okay? No matter what. And it's all in that one time span. Ever since after that, has never come close to that ever before.
100%, but the pitcher's ear is going.